This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. So we just confirmed that Amazon is selling incredibly over-expired supplements and superfoods. We routinely purchase a lot of products online to test in the lab for heavy metals, and we've done another round of purchasing of different types of superfoods and supplements and so on. And we're also testing for glyphosate these days as well, so it's like a double test. It's pretty interesting stuff. But we purchased this product called a grape fiber powder, which was branded MD Life. That's the brand name. And we received the bag from Amazon on January 6th, 2020. The product was embossed. The bag was embossed with an expiration date that's, again, is hard punched into the bag, not just printed, not just ink, but actually embossed in the bag of August 8th, 2018. So we're talking almost 17 months that this product has been expired. And in fact, the condition of the bag, and I posted photos of this, the bag was so scuffed up and full of wrinkles and some kind of, like, I don't know, dust or fibers or something, that it was consistent with what you might get out of a dumpster. And it reminds me of this big investigation the Wall Street Journal conducted, where they actually sent reporters to go dumpster diving behind Trader Joe's. And they found these Trader Joe's expired products that Trader Joe's had thrown out, and they were able to clean them up and ship them to Amazon and have them listed and sold as essentially new food products on Amazon.com. And again, that's Wall Street Journal did that investigation. Good for them. That's a very important investigation. But we've been doing investigations of how Amazon sells high lead supplements and high aluminum supplements. And in this case, long expired supplements that frankly could pose a health hazard to public health here with that expiration date and just the deceptive practices that Amazon is engaged in. So I've posted the full details with the photos, with the barcode, with the expiration date, the screen capture. Amazon says it still has 17 more of these bags for sale, and it's apparently going to be selling them and shipping them to other people who may not be as careful as I did to check the expiration date. And this is not uncommon. The Wall Street Journal found that Amazon sells old, expired, moldy cosmetics that appear to have been reclaimed from actual dumpsters. I mean, you can go dumpster diving and find trash and sell it on Amazon.com. In fact, the Wall Street Journal proved that that's the case because they did it with numerous products. And they even interviewed people who make a living dumpster diving in the town dump to find products that they could sell on Amazon.com. I'm not kidding. That's what they do. Now, for just a couple of legal disclaimers here, the brand name of this product that we had purchased on Amazon, which was 17 months expired, or nearly so, was MD Life. Now, I don't know the MD Life company. I think they're in Florida. And I'm not accusing MD Life of doing this. It's possible that MD Life threw these products away when they expired, and it's possible that someone else got their hands on those products and then listed them on Amazon and sold them through Amazon. That's what happened to Trader Joe's with the Wall Street Journal investigation. So Trader Joe's wasn't selling their old expired dumpster products on Amazon. That's the Wall Street Journal did that as part of an investigation, and they did it successfully. So the MD Life brand is not the target of this Natural News investigation. It's just that their product happened to be the one that we had ordered and that was expired and that was sold by somebody else. And frankly, we don't even know if that username, that account on Amazon, we don't know if they're aware of this. Maybe someone deceived them. But despite who knew at what point in the chain, shouldn't Amazon.com throw away expired products and refuse to sell them? I mean, that's the big question here. Look, if you ran a little corner supply store that just sold, like a gas station store, and you sell chips and donuts and bubble gum, you will be fined and criminally arrested eventually if you sell a bunch of expired products. The local law enforcement and food inspectors and state inspectors, and maybe even federal inspectors, will get you, as they should if you're selling expired products. But why is it that Amazon.com, owned by Jeff Bezos, the same guy that owns the Washington Post, which is part of this story, by the way, How is it that Amazon.com can get away with selling literal dumpster trash that may pose a very real, a very serious health hazard to the public, and they never get investigated by the FDA or the FTC or, I mean, any federal agency, the DOJ for that matter? How is that? And the answer, of course, is because, well, they own the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is an attack dog owned by Bezos. Why do you think he bought it? The Washington Post doesn't make any real money. He bought it because the Washington Post is a platform that can be used to attack competitors of Amazon. Why do you think the Washington Post attacks people who sell nutritional supplements? Because Amazon wants to be selling pharmaceuticals. And they're in the big pharma business. They have licenses in, I don't know, 40-something plus states across America, pharmacy licenses, and Amazon's going to be selling high-profit prescription drugs. The Washington Post is the propaganda mouthpiece, and that's why it was purchased by Jeff Bezos, so that Amazon could have immunity from prosecution and investigations. Because who wants to go after Amazon if the Washington Post might do a hit piece on your office or your investigations department or your agency, you see? So here we have another case where we have the politically connected elite and the wealthy high-tech elite like Bezos, who is immune to the law, that his platform can sell dumpster garbage as food or supplements or cosmetics, and nothing happens to Amazon. And they just lie to the public. They lie to the Wall Street Journal. They say, oh, we have all these regulations in place and all this quality control process and checking this and double checking. No, you don't. You sell garbage. You sell trash. And you're doing nothing to stop it. And the reason I know that is because I was able to buy this 17-month expired superfood in 2020. Even though the Wall Street Journal did their investigation months ago, and surely Amazon.com knew about that because they did shut down the Wall Street Journal's online selling account, by the way. Like, let's not let the Wall Street Journal sell more dumpster trash through Amazon. So they shut down the Wall Street Journal account. But they didn't stop selling expired products that looked to me like they were dragged out of a dumpster bin. That's what they shipped to me. And so now Natural News is added to the investigation of the Wall Street Journal. Here we have two media outlets running independent, separate investigations that have found much the same thing, that Amazon will sell you trash. And if you buy anything on Amazon, whether it's foods or supplements or vitamins or superfoods, or jars of olives, you could be buying actual expired garbage that could pose a very real health risk to you. You could be buying old, moldy, expired cosmetics, and those reports are out there. So Amazon, for its part, says, well, we're not the retailer. We're just a platform. It's the other people that are selling this stuff to you, so it's their responsibility. That's kind of a summary of Amazon's response to the Wall Street Journal. But that's nonsense. The domain name is Amazon.com. The credit card is processed by Amazon.com. The listing is hosted by Amazon.com. The shipping comes from an Amazon.com warehouse. Amazon, you are selling dumpster trash to people, and you can't blame the third-party resellers. You know, they're trying to hide behind the DMCA Section 230, same thing that the tech giants use. They're trying to hide behind that to pretend like, well, they're not responsible for anything. But you are responsible for it because people think that Amazon can be trusted as a platform because of all the positive press from, guess where? Oh, the Washington Post. What do you know? What an amazing coincidence. And so people think they can trust Amazon, but you can't. Amazon is the most filthy, unsafe retailer that sells these products that we've ever seen. I'm not aware of anybody else that sells actual dumpster trash as new products online. Are you? Have you ever encountered that? I mean, maybe it does happen somewhere and I'm not aware of it, but I've never seen that. But Amazon will sell products that are literally retrieved from dumpster bins or in the town dump. You can go to the town dump and you can harvest insanely old, expired, moldy, possibly unsafe products, and you can sell them on Amazon.com. And then Amazon claims they don't have any responsibility for it. There you go. See, this is what the elitists get away with in America. This is how Google gets away with illegal censorship. This is how Twitter gets away with politically motivated censorship. This is how Amazon gets away with selling products that might very well harm people. I mean, theoretically, could kill someone one day. Maybe that has already happened and we just don't know it. Maybe people had to go to the hospital and died from some kind of food poisoning from some toxic products they bought on Amazon.com. I don't know if that's happened, but given that Amazon is selling this kind of stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen. You see what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised. And so we are living in a world where the most dishonest and the dirtiest and the most unsafe online marketplaces are the ones that are run by the most powerful people, the most influential, the wealthiest people in America run the worst, the most potentially dangerous operations of all. And those of us who run honest operations, where we at the Health Ranger store, for example, we do lab testing on everything. We are meticulous about the quality of our raw materials. We do microbiology testing ourselves. We don't even trust any of our ingredient suppliers. We test everything ourselves, again, even if they already tested it. We test for heavy metals, we test for glyphosate and other things depending on the product. And yet we are censored by the tech giants. We are attacked by mainstream media like the Washington Post. Isn't that interesting? The clean food providers are attacked while the dirtiest dumpster food product providers are immune to the law. Is anyone surprised? Anyone? No, of course not, because this is corrupt America. This is the unjust justice system at work. Yet again, this is what happens when you have a country where freedom of speech is shut down selectively for those voices that they want to silence, while the big tech giants get a monopoly on speech, a monopoly on retailing. I mean, shoot, the post office subsidizes Amazon's shipments while they're shipping toxic dumpster food to you. The post office is paying them money, your taxpayer dollars. Did you know that? That's how crazy it is. If you want real clean food, shop at healthrangerstore.com. And if you want the truth about all this, keep reading naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of both organizations. Thank you for your support. Thank you for paying attention. Thank you for sharing this important podcast. You can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods, and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at HealthRangerStore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at HealthRangerStore.com.